out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving. I'm the cough. Fucking allergies. Crab Diving Live. Coughing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A wee little see here after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, with whomever, alone.
Ooh, yes.
Alone and, you know, sex bot, whatever you got going on. We don't judge. However you're listening to us.
Right.
Oh, that would be great. One of those... on Facebook, I shared a guy has turned his Amazon Alexa or Amazon Echo,
the
computer you talk to.
Right.
He's wired up to his Billy Bass.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Big mouth Billy Bass fish.
I love that. That's
so, that
so funny.
He says, Alexa, and the fish turns and looks. He says, what's the weather? And the fish starts talking. It's 95 degrees. And I said somebody should do that with a sex bot. Can you imagine the crabs? They could play the crabs that way.
Right. Jesus. Let's
look
do
like
it.
Some Ukrainian
right
supermodel
super
from a crate.
Send me over a sex bot.
We're going to be here for the next couple hours. Tweet us, share us on all the social medias, etc.
Yes.
My name's Patrick Bile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. You know, it's funny, if we get a sex bot delivered, I guess whoever, UPS, just drops her off on the porch, leaves her there until we pick her up, put it together. You know, at Vile Experience, you brought up an interesting...
Hopefully they're not pre-tested. I mean, that's a little...
What do you mean? Well, I know what you mean, but shit, you want to make sure your fucker works, don't you?
That's right. Who wants a virgin sex bot?
Yes, I blew out the nostrils. Listen, you were talking about whether alone... You said the phrase, if you're listening to us... Either alone or with your sex bot.
I said, or with someone or with a sex bot, didn't I?
Oh, okay.
I misunderstood.
Because it made me think of, like, in the future with technology, what will constitute alone? If you're hanging out on a Friday night with your sex bot that might have some sort of AI, artificial intelligence built in, then... Are you alone?
Why would you do that? Why don't you go hang out with a person?
Because you're an asshole and nobody wants to hang out
with
you.
Oh, I see.
I mean, what do you mean?
I get it.
Because you know, you're a big dickhead, you know? But are you alone?
Well, yeah, I mean, are they sentient? Are they...
What do you mean? Sentient?
Yeah.
Is there carbon in
are
them?
Are they self-aware? Are they...
I don't know.
Are they intelligent?
They're artificially aware.
Is it like a Blade Runner kind of situation, or is it...
I don't know if it's quite on the Blade Runner level. I mean, they're not cyborgs. I don't know. But I mean, you know, if I... I mean, am I alone if I'm hanging out with my... Well, if I'm hanging out with my iPad, I'm alone.
We bend over and say thank you.
Was that a sex bot?
Yeah, really cheap one.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us. Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving. One word, CrabDiving. You can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page.
Oh,
Facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool folk hang.
Hello.
Stories we talk about here on the show, memes
right.
and shit.
Memes.
And if you want to help us out here, we don't cost... I mean, we don't bombard your ear holes with any advertisements or any shit like
right.
that. We, if you want to help us out here, keep the lights going and the beer flowing.
That's right.
Well, for me.
And there is no cost. for you to listen.
Just your time and your right. and your psyche.
Yes.
And
we're going to fuck up that psyche, baby.
Go to, if you're going to buy shit on the internet, buy it through our Amazon link. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon every time you're going to buy something. And it helps us out. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
Send us your hay pennies.
I have no chicken.
What? Is she still upset about it? I have no chicken. Oh, man.
There's no chicken.
God, that chicken my mom made was so good, but it has sent.
The dog is
intern Kate into a dither, man.
CDS.
Chicken derangement syndrome.
Chicken derangement syndrome. Running around barking.
That's right.
There's a whole bunch of shit going on in the world. Holy crap, what a day thus far.
That's right.
Opened with a good Festivus session and then some slap fighting between Corker and Trump.
Ooh.
And, well... Trump's an idiot. I mean, Corker right. is just wiping the Twitter floor with him. And then the big news, which is probably the headline, is about Jeff Flake.
Right.
Bailing.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the red allergy zone of the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep as fuck.
Pensacola, Florida, dateline, October 24th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
We're dying.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
It's fate.
Huff Post.
Oh, we fuck you.
And I don't like any histamine. Don't tweet me, don't email me.
Right. Wait, you don't want any advice? What well, do you do to get rid of these allergies?
I, do nasal douching.
Tweet us at Crab Diving. Tell us how you like to nasal douche.
There's just kind of just one way to nasal
douche. There's only one
douche,
way. Okay.
I think. Yeah, I mean, made different ingredients, maybe. What you want to take in up there.
Okay.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPost.
Oh, eat my dick.
Sure enough, Jeff Flake. It says, Flake Quake.
Oh, okay.
Senator bailing on GOP.
Okay, how sad.
Yeah, I said bail.
This is great. Is this the destruction of the Republicans finally? Finally?
Well, it's the Civil War, I think, of the Republicans. These guys are saying, okay, banning racists and
right.
Xenophobes and you heinous evangelicals.
Yes.
Have at it.
They
good fucking luck.
They finally fallen out of love with these Krakens. How amazing.
Yeah, they're finally finding alleged scruples.
Oh, welcome to the party, fuck nuts.
Jeff Flake announced he will not run for re-election in 2018.
Sad.
According to the Arizona Republic.
Fuck off.
He spoke on the Senate floor Tuesday about his decision. Here's a wee... little bit of that.
Yes.
It's amazing how when they're unfettered by having to run again,
right.
suddenly these guys grow spines.
Oh, yeah, right.
And scruples.
Mr. President, I rise today to say enough.
Oh, HuffPo.
Oh, God. I rise.
Shame on you with the music, HuffPo.
Is that Jeff Flake saying enough?
Yes.
Oh, my God. But it's just so fucking...
Well, right. Too little, too fucking late, or?
The thing is, no...
Well, it's not too late.
Right, well, I mean...
But it took you long enough, you fucking asshole.
Were you deported? I mean, were you in one of these weird limbo, no-fly things? We're all...
Yeah, Arizona.
Yeah, if you're straight, white, and male...
Republican Arizona.
I mean, this is the ultimate white fucking privilege. Letting a racist, fascist tyrant come over, be president, just so you could pass your legislative fucking agenda. Because they knew who the fuck this guy was, Trump. They knew he was a barbarian and a fucking racist. They let him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is fucking ridiculous.
This is what I am. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm a throwback.
Jeff Flake said, well, here, this music drives me crazy. Just play the fucking quote.
Mr. President, I rise today to say enough.
Jeff Flake retires, it says. Senator Jeff Flake said he will not seek re-election in 2018.
I decided that I would be better able to represent the people of Arizona and to better serve my country and my conscience by freeing myself of the political consideration that consumed far too much bandwidth and would cause me to compromise far too many principles.
You're trying to convince us that you still have some left, first of all.
This is hilarious. This is fucking hilarious.
To that end, I am announcing today that my service in the Senate will conclude at the end of my term in early January 2019.
It says he railed against the political climate on the Senate floor.
I rise today with no small measure of regret. Regret because of the state of our disunion. Regret because of the disrepair and destructiveness of our politics.
I like to fight too.
Regret because of the indecency of our discourse. Regret because of the coarseness of our leadership.
I'm here.
Regret for the compromise of our moral authority.
I'm a human, and by our, I mean all of our,
complicity in this alarming and dangerous state of affairs.
So there you go.
Can I ask you a question? Why would he make this speech now, and why not before his party nominated this guy?
Well, he didn't. I think he was the face of the party. I think he was wasn't he the one senator that refused to ultimately endorse?
No, I don't know.
I think he might have been. Well, even fucking Ted Cruz, that whore.
Right. Wow. Jeez.
Trump accused his father of killing fucking Kennedy.
Sorry.
I can't close fucking autoplay fucking video. There we go.
Jeff Flake. Well, I mean, geez.
Yeah, he accused his father of being in on killing Kennedy.
And then he endorsed him, right?
Yeah, and licked his hole. Remember the video of him having to make calls?
Oh, yeah.
Fundraising calls?
My God, I forgot about that. Those are great. This is what it's going to be, right? A bunch of self-righteous fucking Republicans with their little fucking Meryl Streep, I'm winning an Oscar speech coming out against Trump. I love it.
Certain amounts.
Hilarious. It's funny.
He accused the Republican Party of having given in or given up on the core principles in favor of a more viscerally satisfying anger and resentment. But anger and resentment are not a governing philosophy.
Hey, let me tell you what the reaction from like Tea Party fuckers.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
They're gonna be like, "What? What does he mean by that?"
Oh, they're thrilled. He's gone. They're dancing. Are you kidding me?
God.
White moves flopping up and down.
So surely it'll be easier for a Republican to win with this, whatever, this so-called moderate. I mean, there's no moderates, whatever this. You know what I mean? Maybe it'll be easier.
Arizona.
Isn't there a lot of brown people there that hate the GOP to the core?
They're making it so that they can't vote.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't know. I mean, are we? I'm just not moved by this. I think it's funny.
Well, I'm not. We're not absolving them. This isn't a Catholic confession.
Slice
your mother's throat and waddle into the confessional, say sorry, Jesus, and it's like, okay, totes cool.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. And this guy Jeff Flake, he said at least tried sort of. You know, to not be a total bag of shit. I mean, he is a Republican, so,
One wonders, though, if he were facing possible better polling numbers.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
His spine may not be as rigid.
That's true. I mean, it's really what they did. The Republicans just fucking rolled over, and everything is happening just like we thought, right? I mean, they're going to start jumping ship, and everybody's going to be giving these self-righteous jacking-off speeches. God, is Mitch McConnell's going to come out and say, well, blah, 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 blah.
Wow, R.I.P. Robert Guillaume, who I would have thought had passed or anything, but R.I.P. Benson.
Oh, my God.
R.I.P. Robert Guillaume. That's a bummer.
Oh, shit. Again, congrats on being alive for,
89.
Right?
It's a big bummer.
Yeah, that sucks.
Best known for Benson Soap and Sports Night. Oh, he was great on Sports Night.
And Soap, he actually played the same character, right? Because Benson was
Benson was the spinoff of Soap.
Who was he in Benson? He was.
He was Benson, the butler to the crazy governor.
He played a butler. I was
then. Well, then he got promoted in the later. Spoiler alert! If you follow the seasons of Benson,
that was a good show.
He then got promoted up, I believe, to
head butler.
No, to like chief of staff. Oh, jeez! Like he suddenly became.
Yeah, I thought he was. He wasn't the governor, right?
Correct.
Okay,
he was not.
Right, that would have been cool to have a black governor back then. It would have been ahead of its time, correct? But instead, he was the black
some daffy white guy
to the white governor. Yeah,
he was the brains.
That's right.
Of course, Benson, the wisecracking butler.
Right.
So R.I.P. Mr. Guillaume. That's a bummer.
Oh, wee.
Jeez. Prostate cancer. Said long battle with prostate cancer.
Damn it.
89 years old.
This cancer shit sucks. Why don't we figure this out? I mean, we got all kinds of fucking technology and all this other shit.
Rafiki, the, was it a baboon? Rafiki?
What?
He was the monkey that holds Simba up to the sky in the circle of life.
Oh, in the Lion King.
In the Lion King.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I think that was Robert Guillaume. Hmm.
You know what I would do if I was in charge? I would create an executive order and I'd say all scientists and doctor types that are engaged in finding ways to regrow men to regrow their fucking hair and engaged in new ways for people to get boners. We've got plenty of boner pills and enough hair pills that don't do shit. Those people are now in charge of figuring out this cancer and this AIDS bullshit. That's what you have to do now. Congratulations. You got a new job.
Let's see what's going on over to the Drudge Report.
Yes.
And see what the other side ain't thinking. God, should we be looking at Breitbart now? I mean, I don't know what we should.
God, don't go there.
Should we switch off of?
I told you, I got this friend that I worked with at Six Flags that I reconnected with on Facebook, and now I get to see him post all these Breitbart articles. I mean, I guess.
It is a picture of Jeff Flake. Says another Republican eyes exit Flake to leave Senate, slams Trump. Heaven help us, he said.
Wow. Jeez. Well, you know, what do you mean, heaven help us? That's not a thing. How about some Republicans help us and call for this dickhead's impeachment? Heaven. It's so fucked up.
You'll be happy to know over at the Drudge Report, it's letting us know that Mark Wahlberg...
Yeah, he has passed away as well. How sad.
Has not.
Oh, damn it.
Apparently his sanity and his dignity. Mark Wahlberg asked God to forgive him for doing Boogie Nights.
Hey, why don't you ask God to forgive you for assaulting those?
What's wrong with Boogie Nights?
I don't know. He's an idiot.
It's a movie.
It's a fucking movie about the porn business.
Right, a comedy.
Now Mark Wahlberg, didn't he beat some people? He beat the shit out of
him. He beat a guy with a 2x4 or something like that. When he was a teenager.
Hey, dickhead, ask your fake sky god for forgiveness for that, or ask your sky god to do shit for the person you beat the fuck out of.
He's been trying to get that, like, expunged or trying to get a pardon for that, and people are like, why?
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 You beat a guy with a 2x4.
Yeah. You did your time, and maybe you didn't beat anybody after that, right. But fuck, why do you deserve... Just because you're rich and white.
Right. Oh, yes.
Jeez. I'm rich and white and I made movies. Therefore, you should expunge my crimes.
You know what I did just for a second? And I can barely... Just imagine what it would be like to be beat in the face with a fucking 2x4 by Mark Wahlberg. The guy's like a bodybuilder or something. He's always working out.
Yeah, it was back in the underwear days.
Ah, damn. And you know what? Let's be honest. He's not a good actor. His acting is duck face.
He's okay.
No, he's duck face. All he does is make that one. He says a line and
his action star. I mean, say a line and move over there and punch.
He's
somebody.
No Tom Cruise. He's no, Harrison Ford. But he does. He says a line and then he makes a dumb fucking face. I don't get it.
Mark, that's one of the headlines over at Drudge Report.
I like Paul Rudd better than Mark Wahlberg. I can't stand Paul Rudd.
You don't
Rudd.
Like Paul Rudd.
Oh, God, what a bore. What a fucking bore.
It's like Al Franken writes in his book,
Yeah.
About Ted Cruz.
Yes.
I like Ted Cruz more probably than anyone in the Senate, and I hate Ted Cruz.
Al Franken probably likes Ted Cruz because he fucks with him. You know?
He hates Ted Cruz. I think he hates Ted Cruz.
Piece of shit.
For reals.
Yeah. Go ahead. I was going to explain the Paul Rudd thing. It's just like, I watch these movies. He's
Poor
he does
Paul Rudd.
Well, whatever. He's fine. He's rich as fuck.
Collateral damage.
Oh, he's got some guy bitching about him. It's this is good publicity for Paul Rudd.
Why do you hate Paul Rudd? Ant-Man was good.
Yeah. Despite him. You know what I mean? I just think he's incredibly boring, and he makes these dumb fucking faces like Wahlberg all the time. It's just, I don't know. It's just craptastic. And whenever I watch him play opposite Katherine Heigl, I really appreciate.
I'm not a fan.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm not either, but I appreciate how hard she works to pretend she's attracted to this fucking guy.
That's,
you know,
acting.
I mean? It's like, wow, good for you. Somebody give her a statuette. That's that's fucking acting. You know. Anyway, nah, Paul Rudd's fine.
God, I'm looking at this. There's a headline that says the FBI is investigating a threat against Frederica Wilson.
Oh, God.
Trump's America.
See, he emboldens these dickheads and then he won't take responsibility or. God, just tell these fuckers to calm down, dickhead.
The FBI has launched an investigation into a social media post. Calling for a lynch mob against Representative Frederica Wilson. The threat, posted by someone named Tom Keevers on Facebook, says, quote, need 10 good men to help carry out a lynching. Must have own horse and saddle. Rope will be provided. The post ran with a picture of Representative Frederica Wilson.
Okay. This racism is not dead, right?
I mean, of course not.
God, we are just such a gross ass fucking country.
Keevers told the Chicago Tribune.
Yes.
My old hometown. Or my hometown.
Oh, yeah, man.
The original.
Man, that city has some good fucking politics.
Fascinating, yeah.
I mean, excellent shit.
Keevers told the Tribune that the post was made by a meme maker.
Meme.
After he engaged in arguments on Facebook over Wilson.
What is a meme maker? What does that even fucking mean?
It's one of those. You go online and you can.
Oh, I see.
It'll do it for you.
The post was done by a meme maker. I thought it was a guy like a blacksmith or something.
Oh, well, maybe he's trying to blame somebody else. I don't know.
It's my trade.
He told the Tribune that the black congresswoman was using the death of soldiers for political gain, but would not directly admit to posting a threat against her. He said the lynching comment was not something that should be said, and that he read the post as a joke.
Jesus Christ.
What? I'm looking at it. That's not a meme maker.
Right. Somebody opened up Photoshop or, you know.
Well, he wrote in the post, need 10 good men to help carry out a lynching. And then with a picture of her. It wasn't a meme.
There's no meme. It's not a meme, dickhead. A meme is a picture with words on it, right?
I don't have 10 horses either, he told the Tribune. Oh, don't people get in arguments on Facebook all the time? Yeah, but they don't threaten to lynch somebody.
Yes.
Especially in this fucking atmosphere.
Again, and what did this dickhead just say? He said it was a joke, right? Okay. All you right-wing nutjob racist dickheads, for the last time, a joke is supposed to be what?
He since deleted the
post.
It's
supposed to be funny.
He deleted it, but has left up several messages, of course, critical of former President Barack Obama.
Oh, right. God. Guy just wants a lynch mob.
The post gained traction on social media over the weekend.
Fuck you.
With users in shock that someone would threaten a congresswoman. People also shared another alleged post by Keevers calling the congresswoman a disgusting pig.
Right.
Telling someone to take their boot to her face.
Oh, my God. I mean, when Trump says shit about people that sounds nuts and he tweets against him and everything, his base, which is the lowest of us, is the lowest shit balls ever. They do shit like this because they're dumb and they're racist and they're angry and mad. You know?
This is not the first threat she's received.
God.
A couple days ago, there was a story that said she's been getting a series of threatening phone calls to her Washington, D.C. office ever since this started.
How nice. Trump's America.
Multiple threatening phone calls coming in are directly tied to the congresswoman's quarrel with Trump over his treatment of military families.
I mean, doesn't she, don't people see that she's sticking up for this family? She's sticking up for her constituents that got, you know, slighted by Trump?
Black.
Oh, that's right.
And she's a woman.
Yes.
And she's a Democrat.
Oh, my God. She's Florida, right? Is she in Florida?
Yeah, I think so.
Good Lord. A black female Democrat in Florida. Jesus.
They're referring all the calls to the Capitol Police.
Right.
Great.
Wonderful, guys.
Trump's America.
And we're so stupid.
Death threats.
Yeah. How dumb. You guys are like, I'm just joking around. What if somebody did that to you or somebody you're related to, your wife or your mom or your, I don't know. That's empathy, I guess. And that guy is just, his intelligence is on such a low fucking level. He doesn't understand empathy.
And I'm sure if you go to the comments, a bunch of the Trump handsies will be like, my First Amendment. It's his First Amendment. Why can't he do that for First Amendment?
Oh, my God.
But I've seen people who have said, you know, if Trump is found guilty of treason, isn't the punishment for treason the death penalty?
That's right.
And people be like, I'm sending your post to the Secret Service. Right. Oh my God, you're threatening the president. Oh, it's like, no, if he's found guilty of treason.
Yes.
I would, I mean, I don't, I'm not for the death penalty, but I've seen posts where people say they would expect.
Yeah.
Someone found treason to get the death penalty if that's what they're supposed to get.
Yeah. Hey, you know,
I'm anti-death penalty.
Listen, Corker and Flake and all you Republicans, man, you guys let this Kraken stroll into the White House and he did all this bullshit, but he also riled up these fucking evil ass racists. You know, they got these tiki torture guys march around in Charlottesville, no hoods, not embarrassed.
These fuckers turn the other way.
Yeah.
They're, oh, what do you mean, white supremacists? I don't know what you're talking about.
God damn. I mean, what the GOP did to this country with Trump is unfucking forgivable. It just is unforgivable.
Yep.
I mean, they brought the fucking KKK out of the goddamn
and Corker
woods.
And Flake, you guys have been around a while, boys.
Yeah.
You've bathed in the white nationalist jism. You've gargled the breast milk of the xenophobes. Every bodily fluid you've taken in of every horrible, heinous group that just in order to stay in your fucking cushy office.
Absolutely. You are not absolved. You're not absolved when you make a pretty little speech decrying Hitler.
Shame on you for 7 years going back to your fucking town halls and telling all the Trump, the now Trump ansies.
Yeah.
All the white hairs at these fucking town halls that I'm going to repeal every fucking inch of that black penis from you.
And in the meantime, he's yelling about travel bans. He's saying, oh, we need to ban these Muslims. I mean, he has turned this country to an even more hostile place to live. If you're not straight, you're not white, and you're not Christian, you're not male. He's just fucking disgusting.
Oh, my God. Someone just shared 4 screen caps on the Twitter. CNN right now.
Yes.
Flake, I'd rather retire than embrace Trump. MSNBC headline. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake won't seek re-election dismayed by Trump.
Yes.
Drudge Report.
Okay.
Another Republican eyes exit Flake to leave Senate. Slams Trump, heaven help us. That's what we just read.
Right.
Fox, quote, news, unquote.
Oh, sure.
Clinton cases under scrutiny.
Oh, come the fuck on. Bullshit.
House lawmakers probe Uranium One deal. Hillary email investigation.
Why is the uranium thing coming up?
Because there was a report from the New York Times said that there was an FBI investigation into possible Russian bribery and bullshit.
Yes.
To do with something to do with this deal. It wasn't, by the way, it was a Canadian company. There's just you try to explain the facts is pointless.
Okay.
Because it's Hillary.
Yes. Oh, that's true.
So to try to explain the facts that no, she actually had nothing to do with this approval. She was one of nine on an advisory committee.
Okay.
Advisory. The only one who had the power to thumbs up or thumbs down the uranium deal was Barack Hussein Obama. She was one of nine votes on a committee to say yay or nay.
As an advisor.
And I don't believe it was a close vote. I don't think she was swayed by this. And then they're talking about, well, what about the Clinton Foundation? They got $145 million from one of these people that runs this Russian company. Well, okay.
They don't know.
Then you look and you say, well, then we find out that this person who was involved with this company at one point.
Fuck you.
Sold that company.
Okay.
Before any of this happened.
Right.
And that any donation this oligarch billionaire gave to the Clinton Foundation was years later.
Okay. So
it was not quid pro quo. There was no, it wasn't the same time period.
Right. But then they'll say,
I don't know. He knew in the future. Right. He wrote him a 10-year dated check.
He did.
So stupid.
He got Christopher Lloyd. They fired up that fucking DeLorean and they drove into the future. They went back to the future.
But you can't. I mean, obviously, Fox fucking news. Drudge Report is talking about Flake and the fucking Fox bullshit propaganda. Rot. Sad. I'm sad. There's no hell for Rupert Murdoch to roast in for eternity.
Me as well.
But that fucker has done more damage to world society than possibly anybody in the late 20th, early 21st century.
It's
with his
up.
Bullshit.
Yeah. They're all a bunch of fucking liars, man. The Republicans, these conservative dickheads in this country, are just fucking loons. Oh, whatever.
Yeah. God bless America.
There's no fucking God. Hey, Kate, go rewrite that song. Nobody bless America. That's the rewrite.
Even America the Beautiful mentions
God,
the deity.
Hey, not in Ryan's America. We're
beautiful
for
spacious skies. Spread his grace on ye. He dropped his pants and spread his grace all over you.
Yes. Executive order. Every mention of God in any official document shall henceforth be struck and replaced with Aquaman. Make it so. Make it so, number one.
Okay. You're still trying to talk Alec Baldwin into running for something.
No.
If Trump could win.
No, not Alec Baldwin. That guy. Listen, he does a great Trump. Let's get real. No, Alec Baldwin. Let him act. You know? And also, you know, he says the F word sometimes. I fucking hate that shit. I don't want to vote for him.
Not fuck.
No. We're past, you know what I mean? We're in an age past that. We can't reward that bullshit with electing him for an, not the Democrats. That's not what the Democrats do. Alec, run on the GOP ticket.
Right.
That's for you. I'm sorry.
Well, possibly, I don't know if, you know, Trump is loves talking about himself and loves talking about when something's the biggest and the bestest, even if it's a hurricane.
Yes.
I understand this was the best, the biggest, I mean, the biggest, the nastiest hurricane ever, ever, ever. And God, that poor,
what difference?
That poor governor of Puerto Rico sitting next to him. And, and Trump is like, we've been helping out. And he, Trump talks about how we did great. I give myself a 10 and A++++. We've done wonderful. Fuck the haters. We're doing great and perfect. Wonderful. Governor, how great do you think we've been doing? He literally said that to him. Tell everyone how great we've done. What you think of how we've done.
He's sitting next to little orange Napoleon.
It's just
the fuck is the guy supposed to say?
It really just makes you want to just hurl up some bile.
What if the governor says something like, well, you know, I think Trump's doing more like a 4 out of 10, not a 10 out of 10. And then Trump would do something to him, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Get this Mexican out of here.
Right. Send this guy back.
Can I see your papers?
Are they going to
Where's Joe Arpaio?
They're going to put a wall around Puerto Rico.
Well, so Donald Trump has a new record.
Yes. Oh, shit. What do you mean a record? Like he released an album or something?
It's a broken record.
Oh, yeah. He released a soundtrack to something, or is he?
The Donald Trump shattered.
Yes.
His 1 week record for lies.
Oh, shit.
Between last Monday.
Yes.
And Sunday.
Okay.
57 bullshitteries were uttered.
Right.
Blasting away his old record for most false claim in a week in office. Set 3 weeks prior.
Oh, shit.
By the president of 40 lies.
Oh, my God.
That week.
Wow.
57.
Now, are these things that come forth from his pie hole, or are these twats?
All of the above. They are. They're saying that he may have been especially odoriferous this week.
I am odoriferous.
Because he did some interviews. He was on that Fox.
Shit.
With he was getting his hole licked by Maria Bartiromo.
Oh my God!
They said 11 false claims during that interview.
Many falsehoods were said.
He did a press conference with Mitch the Bitch.
Fuck you.
10 false claims. Staying
Bam.
With that hostage.
Wait
video.
A second! Hold the fuck on. That little press conference they had in the Rose Garden with Mitch the Bitch. How many?
10.
They weren't even out there that long, were they?
Oh, 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's not bad. 10 lies in 40 minutes. That's nothing.
Interview. Well, he let Mitch talk once in a while when he didn't want to answer the question.
Well, surely Mitch lied.
Mitch, you take that one. interviews with 5 conservative talk radio hosts for a total of 20.
Right. God.
And several other public events. He also would repeat false claims over and over. 7 times he said that the U.S. is the world's highest tax country, which is incorrect.
That's bullshit, Pat. Wow.
Altogether, as of last Sunday, over 276 days in office, he has made 777 false claims for an average of 2.8 false claims per day.
Holy fucking fuck cock. How many?
2.8 a day, a total of 777 since he started this bullshit.
I don't know. I guess that's a lot if you're president. That's a lot, right? It's a shit ton of lies. How many lies did Barack Hussein Obama?
A couple.
Per day?
If you want to keep your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your doctor, that was not true. That's the only one I can think of.
Yeah.
That was a untruth.
And that's one, though. That's not like 2 per day.
Right. I think you won't be able to find 10 that Barack Obama told. Even like... partially false, so, let alone pants on fire.
Right.
Trump has pants. He has no pants left.
Yeah, he's running around like a human torch. Human tiki torch. Damn it. I mean, this is... When I argue, I'm going to go out in the world tonight. I'm sure I search this argument out because I'm an asshole. I love the argument that Democrats and Republicans are equally corrupt because they are not. And this is evidence of that. This is evidence that the Republicans lie and they're racist and they're fuck nuts. Yes, I know the Democrats have their problems, but the Republicans are especially heinous and they're all Krakens.
Now over here at thestar.com.
Fuck you.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck you, allergies. Why call them false claims and not lies, they say?
Yes.
We can't be sure that each and every one was intentional. In some cases, he may have been confused or ignorant.
Wow. What? What great possibilities. Let's see. Our president either lied or was confused or maybe ignorant.
Possibly ignorant.
Perfect. Those are great options.
Great job, Republicans. Thanks.
Lovely.
Thanks, buddies.
Lovely. Great. Hey, Jeff Flake, great fucking speech. Good job. Way to stick up for America. Kudos. Good fucking job, buddy.
Corker was talking about that today, too, in their little fight. Corker's like, I mean, nothing he says is true.
Right? Oh, yeah, Bob. Really? Is that true? Are you just now figuring that out? Good for you. God.
Yeah, that's amazing, though, those 4 headlines. Jeff Flake, Jeff Flake, Jeff Flake, Fox News. Clinton under scrutiny.
Emails, baby. I mean, that's fucking unreal, man.
It's really craven.
God damn.
Amazing. Fox News.
Yeah. Thank you.
This morning.
Yes.
Bob Corker.
I love it.
Who helped President O give us the bad Iran deal and couldn't get elected dog catcher in Tennessee, is now fighting tax cuts. Dot, 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 dot.
Why is dog catcher still a real... Is it a real I don't know that it's an
elected
anymore?
Position or appointed in some areas. It probably is elected in some
and
areas.
And why does the dog catching industry or whatever the fuck you want to call that, why would that catch shrapnel? Why denigrate the dog catcher?
I don't know.
I mean, some
because
of these,
it's the right. considered the lowest government job, I guess, that you're elected to.
It's hard to catch some of these dogs. They're so fast. Yeah. And I don't know.
Dot, dot, dot. He's fighting tax cuts. Dot, dot, dot.
Yes.
And 7 minutes later.
Right.
God. Dot, 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 dot. Corker dropped out of the race in Tennessee when I refused to endorse him. And now, which is incorrect, by the way.
Right. Is that a falsehood?
Corker says he offered to endorse him.
Oh, wow.
And even asked him to stay. And Corker was like, no, jeez. I'm bailing.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you believe?
Well, I'm going to believe Bob, even though he's a Republican.
Right.
You know, what choice do I have?
That's the world we're in. Corker dropped out of the race in Tennessee when I refused to endorse him, and now is only negative on anything Trump. Look at his record! Exclamation point. Yeah, his record, I'm sure, is right-wing batshit crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what? Look at all your records. They're all garbage. Jeez.
An hour and 10 minutes later.
Yes.
Senator Corker. Oh, no. Isn't it sad that lightweight Senator Bob Corker, who couldn't get reelected in the great state of Tennessee, will now fight tax cuts plus exclamation point.
God.
He says he couldn't get reelected.
Right.
He said, I'm done. I'm retiring.
Yeah, yeah.
He even said when he first started that he couldn't see himself doing more than two terms. And then Trump came along and he's like, I'm absolutely not doing more than two terms. Get me the fuck out of here.
Right. So Trump is just framing this and...
Now he's saying he couldn't get reelected, so...
Yeah.
Then, let's see, that was at 6:20 a.m.
Yes.
6:30 a.m.
God damn.
An hour and 13 minutes later... Or no, wait, do your maths, boy. 48 minutes later, I apologize.
Right. That's okay, I would have done today.
Senator Corker is the incompetent head of the Foreign Relations Committee, and look how poorly the U.S. has done. He doesn't have a clue as dot, 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 five dots. The entire world. Wait a minute. How long did this take?
I hope you're 7:13
a.m.
Yeah.
To 7:20. 7 minutes later.
Okay.
The entire world was laughing and taking advantage of us. People like Little, L-I-D-D-L-E, apostrophe
Little.
Again.
Little.
He did that again with the apostrophe.
Well, he's a wacko. I don't know. He's weird. You know what I hope is true? You know, last week we surmised that maybe Mattis and, what's the other one? Kelly.
Kelly.
They've actually given Trump like a fake nuclear football. A fake nuclear football. Like a Fisher-Price version that actually won't launch, but it looks real. It's like when a little kid is
That's
sitting
it.
In the passenger seat.
I'm launching on North Korea. And the cow goes, murr.
Yeah. I hope that's the case because these tweets, I mean, they don't even make sense. Like that. What the fuck? What was that last one? What?
What? This Trump tweet?
Yeah.
Senator Corker is the incompetent head of the Foreign Relations Committee. Look how poorly the U.S. has done. He doesn't have a clue as... Da, 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 da. Yeah, the entire world was laughing and taking advantage of us. People like Little apostrophe Bob Corker have set the U.S. way back. Now we move forward.
Okay.
Exclamation point.
Exclamation point. Jeez.
How many dots did you put?
I don't know. And why did you wait 7 minutes? Did it take 7 minutes for him to come up with that zinger?
I mean, is he?
And
then
our president sure is weird.
15 minutes later, Stock market just hit another record high.
Oh, okay.
Job's looking very good.
Yay. Oh, my fucking Christ.
He's out of his fucking mind.
He's a loon. He is a fucking lunatic.
And someday we'll look back and laugh.
Yeah.
Or not.
Well, it depends on, I mean, you know, will we be able to look back? I mean, will we be particle dust?
Someday we'll be in the gulag and we'll laugh.
I mean, maybe we'll be, you know, dust from the fucking nuclear war that this dickhead started. With some, you know.
Let's see, what else is going on here in the world? That was that, there's a poll.
Poll!
There's a couple of polls out.
Ooh, double poll.
One, I thought I had pulled it here, but, I remember the one number was 36, Trump's, approval polls.
Yes.
Not going great.
Approve of my poll, please.
Oh my God. Did you see yesterday? It said there was a Gallup poll that said 85% of U.S. registered voters factor gun control into deciding who to vote for.
In a good way, like?
Both ways.
Oh, man. Well, I'm just a pessimist because I believe it's people that are like, hey, man, I hope he's good on guns. I want my extended magazine and my bump stock. I don't care how many people that fucker killed in Vegas.
Ugh. 85 than 85% of U.S. registered voters. In the poll, 24% say they would vote only for a candidate who shares their views on gun control.
Mm.
Compared with 26%, so it's gone down a little bit.
Yes.
61% responded, it is one of many factors in choosing a candidate. Well, I would hope so.
Yes. I mean, you could kind of see how, like, if you take the murder rate in this country, the handgun death rate seriously, and you compare it to other places on the planet, I could see how that could make somebody a one-issue voter. If you think we have a real problem with gun violence in this country, you know, people are dying. I could see that being a wedge-ish issue, you know?
Here's a scary stat. According to Gallup, 43% of Republican registered voters own guns.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How many? 43%?
43% of Republicans own guns.
That seems low to me.
You want to take a shot at what the percentage of Democrats owning guns?
Zero. I don't know. 20?
16%.
Damn. Come on, guys. Get strapped. The other side, they're armed to the teeth. We got to catch up, right? That's the right attitude.
So there you go. It says gun owners are often portrayed as devoted single issue voters. However, current data shows gun owning voters have only a 10-point edge over gun non owners in their willingness to vote exclusively for a candidate that supports their view. So
right.
They're only 10 percentage points.
Yeah.
More likely to only vote for a candidate that agrees with them on guns as opposed to someone who's anti-gun.
Yes. Yeah, because, I mean, if you're a gun person, I mean, do you really think the laws are ever going to change where your guns are going to be taken away?
Sure.
But
every time a Democrat is running for something.
I mean, I would just be secure in the fact that no one is ever coming for your guns. You should have seen that Sandy Hook shit and be like, you know what? No one's coming for these guns. If not after this, then what?
A different poll.
Yes.
Released last night.
Ooh, poll release.
58, if I had a nickel. 58% of 58% disapprove of the job the president is doing.
Only 58%? That means 42%
say they approve.
Who the fuck are these people? Don't you want to meet these guys?
That's
from a distance.
In the Gallup poll that was out a few days ago,
yes.
Trump is down to 36% approval.
Sad. Wow, that's low.
The Harvard-Harris poll showed that 51% of voters say that the president's response to Hurricane Maria was worse than his response to the hurricanes that targeted coastal states that have a shoreline in the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
51% say he didn't treat the Puerto Ricans as well as he did to the
That's not fair. That we're basing that's because Schindler doesn't have a great grasp of geography.
Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico. Water, big water, ocean water.
Does he know that Georgia has a coast?
And I'm not going to blame myself, I'll be honest.
But I don't understand, because Trump said that he did a he scores his response to the Puerto Rico thing as a 10 out of 10.
Right.
So, I mean, there's some conflict here.
Apparently they polled other people besides Trump.
Himself.
I want you to ask Ivanka.
Yeah.
I want you to ask Jared.
Don't ask Ivanka. She's not, you know. Or maybe, no, wait, I was thinking Melania. Ask Ivanka.
Why can't you ask Melania?
Because Melanoma, I don't know. She doesn't approve of Trump.
She's done. She has to.
Oh, yeah.
She's contracted.
It's in her contract, baby. You remember that picture of them voting together and he's like side-eyeing her in the booth to see who she voted for?
Oh, right, right. In August, Trump set records for low presidential approval records with his dismally low approval ratings, including the lowest mark ever for a president in his first year of office.
Oh, good job, loser.
His approval rating of 34% was worse than former President Obama's during all 8 years of his presidency.
Oh, shit. God, think of that. Holy fuck. That's amazing.
Hopefully it'll trickle down. Hopefully that works.
Yes.
It'll trickle down to the fucking Republicans in the next election, and we will be able to free ourselves of these shackles.
Right, right, right. Ay, God damn it. I mean, shit.
Don't forget, thanks for joining us.
Oh, yes.
This lovely Tuesday.
Check us out on Twitter, at Crab Diving. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. Tell your friends about us and share our posts.
There's another poll.
Yes.
This one more frightening to me in some ways.
Kate.
Because one, this is a poll of our armed forces.
Right. Oh, so they're polling military types.
Yes.
Right.
Officers and enlisted.
Oh, wee wee.
And according to the Military Times,
yes,
nearly one in four troops say they have seen examples of white nationalism among their fellow service members.
Oh, God. I hate this shit. You got to be kidding me.
And the troops in this poll rate white nationalism as a larger national security threat than Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan.
Oh, my God, dude.
So the soldiers that say they've seen the white nationalism say they're more worried about that than Syria, the Iraq, and Afghanistan.
Well, I get, like, why that's terrifying. I mean, you know, you don't want to have a bunch of racists. But, like, what's the plan? Like, what do they think the white nationalists are up to? I mean, why are they in the military? What are they doing?
In the wake of the Charlottesville riot, senior military leaders repeatedly emphasized that threats of discrimination against minorities is against service values.
Right.
Concerns about white nationalist groups were more pronounced among minorities in the ranks.
I wonder why. What a shocker.
Nearly 42% of non-white troops who responded to the survey said they have personally experienced examples of white nationalism in the military.
Why is this?
Versus 18% of white service members.
You know what? You know why this is. Our commander-in-chief.
Emboldened,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
He let a fucking Nazi in the White House. Nazis.
When asked whether white nationalists pose a threat... Did we talk about that? I don't think we even played that. There was was it West Point? It was some military academy.
Okay.
And they're, I guess they have like whiteboards outside everybody's dorm room or something to leave notes and shit for people or whatever. Somebody had written like go home N-word
I didn't see
some
that
of the black students, some of the black cadets, and the commander of that facility, it was all over the news and they played clips of it. I mean,
yeah.
he read the entire school, the Riot Act, and was like, there's no place in this military for that.
Oh, good for
him. Cowardly.
Hell yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. Because you can't have the guy that's sitting next to you is supposed to help protect your six.
Yeah.
Yet he's thinking, I'm going to protect the other guy more because he's white.
I mean, there is no mystery why we're seeing this shit. These guys are coming out of the woodwork.
Right.
Because there's this big old white nationalist movement ever since Trump got elected.
Asked whether white nationalism poses a threat to national security, 30% of respondents labeled it a significant danger, more than many international hotspots like Syria, which got 27%, Pakistan, which got 25%. Afghanistan, 22, and Iraq, 17.
That's crazy. And so what do we need? So how do you fix that? Well, you have your commander-in-chief walk out to a podium and read our country the Riot Act, saying, hey, listen, don't be racist, don't be fucking Nazis. That's deplorable. But we don't have that, so.
So there you go.
That's just fucked up.
Ugh. Well, and then some racists apparently anonymously responded. The 5%, almost 5% of those polled complained that groups like Black Lives Matter weren't included among the options for threats to national security.
But it's so fucked up. That is so fucking fucked up, man.
Singling out white supremacist groups irritated some of the troops surveyed. One Navy commander, declining to give his name,
yes,
said white nationalism is not a terrorist organization.
Says a white guy. Says a fucking white guy.
Another anonymous Air Force staff sergeant said, you do realize white nationalists and racists are two totally different types of people.
Why would it matter? Honestly, why does it matter?
Well, it doesn't.
Who gives a fuck?
It doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, that's so stupid. It's like, why do we have to gain an understanding of these hate groups? Why do I have to know all about them? I don't. I just have to know they suck and get the fuck out of here, you know?
It was 1,100 responses from active duty troops.
Yes.
The margin of error, they believe, is roughly 3%.
That's scary, man. That is scary.
Hopefully
it's bad for morale.
Hopefully
right?
They got a handle on that shit. But if
don't you think
if 4.something% of them
right.
are saying, why wasn't Black Lives Matter listed? That tells me you got a racism problem.
Yeah.
In 1/20th of your.
Yeah.
Troops. I
mean, that tells me people don't understand Black Lives Matter.
Well, you got Rush Limbaugh, Job of the Gun, out calling him a terrorist organization.
Right.
Dildo Riley before his fall.
Oh, God.
Terrorist organization.
Yeah, it's just so backwards.
Not true.
Right. I mean, we're just seeing, okay, so how long has this Shitler been president? Since
200 and some days, long time.
I mean,
long time.
We're getting more racist.
We're not even a year.
I mean,
I see people commenting, they're like, I can't handle 3 more years of this. Something's got to go.
Yeah.
Something's going to crack. It's going to be him.
Yeah.
It's going to be the people. It's going to be Congress. Something is going to crack because this
is
insane.
Untenable, man.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And I ask a gay person or a black person, you think you can handle 3 more years
of
this?
A woman.
Yeah, a woman. Oh, my God. Am I insane? I mean, does it feel like we're getting more racist? Is that a nutty statement to fucking make?
I don't think we're more racist. I think the racists are out of their holes.
Yeah, you're right.
The
Go
racism.
Back in your fucking holes,
You
man.
Can wear your racism freely.
That's what we need to do. We need to drive these dickheads back into the woods, put your sheets on, you fucking pussies, and get the fuck out of my fucking face. We don't want to see
you. And Rupert Murdoch blaming brown people, blaming immigrants.
Scapegoating.
Convincing the dummies that watch Fox News that that's their main problem.
The
reason their coal plant closed is because some guy named Juan leaping across the Rio Grande.
That's the dumbest shit ever. And now all of a sudden we're having rallies to protect these fucking shit war memorials from the Confederacy.
Well,
please.
And the Republicans are ginning that one up.
Yeah. Do you remember that thing we talked about yesterday, too? Trump wanting to rename Mount McKinley just because.
That's on Ross Story today.
Oh, yeah. The whole exchange between him and Lisa Murkowski.
Yeah, that he literally was like, what did Obama like? Let's do the opposite. For a whole list of things that Obama did for Alaska.
That's crazy. I want to rename that. What a dick.
And that Murkowski and one of her, the other people,
Dan Sullivan,
was said, we're like, no.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. And he's like, why? Why not? What do you mean? And they're like, well, it's the 10,000-year-old name of the their sacred mountain. And, right. You know, why not? That's not fair to Ohio.
What? Like Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah. That's where McKinley's from, right?
I know.
And he never went to Alaska.
Well, and never went to Alaska. And how many people in Ohio are like, oh my God, I'm so butthurt.
They don't give a
fuck. There's not a mountain in Alaska named after President McKinley.
I mean, it's.
I'm really upset about James K. Polk.
Oh, right.
But there's no
Where's
giant
his mountain?
Mountain named after him.
Find a mountain for Polk.
Good God.
God, some white guy woke up and said, hey, there's a mountain not named after a white guy over here. And then but the funny thing is, he referred to Denali as a really big mountain. Isn't there a really big mountain Obama changed the name of or something? He said something like that. I mean, who the fuck is this guy?
The key word was Obama.
Yeah. But he said a big mountain. There's a big mountain.
Yeah, they were like all these economic initiatives and everything. And then he's like, oh, wasn't there some big mountain that Obama changed the name in?
Right. The big mountain. What a fucking idiot, man.
He brought up a campaign promise during a March meeting.
Yes.
With the senators from Alaska asking whether he could roll back President Obama's 2015 decision to rename the tallest mountain on the continent. According to Newsweek. Murkowski and Sullivan were meeting with Trump and the interior slime ball, Ryan Zinke.
Oh, what a vomit.
In the Oval.
Yes.
To talk about issues affecting Alaska, including the economy, the military.
Hello.
And Arctic drilling.
Right.
Drill, baby, drill.
Oh, my God.
The senators brought up some Obama decisions they thought could hurt the state. They are Republicans,
yes,
after all.
Sure.
And Trump asked Zinke after each one, can we change that and help Alaska? Can we change that and help Alaska?
Oh, you lunatic.
The president then raised another of Obama's Alaska's decision. Quote, wasn't the name of a big mountain in Alaska changed by executive order?
Oh, my God. Was it the name of a big mountain in Alaska? That's accurate, though. I mean, Denali... I mean, it's objectively, right. You could say it's a big mountain. And for a fact, we know it's in fucking Alaska. So he was accurate there. He wasn't lying.
Says the president brought up the idea of changing the name back to Mount McKinley, named for a visit the U.S. president who never visited the 49th state.
Yeah,
the senators quickly argued against it. Dan Sullivan said, Lisa, Senator Murkowski and I jumped over the desk. Yeah. We said, no, no. When the president asked, well, why?
Because you're a dickhead.
Sullivan answered, the Alaska Native people named that mountain over 10,000 years ago. Denali, that was the name.
Yes. So he didn't give a shit. Call it Trump Mountain. Call it Trump. Just do it. Just call it Trump. Carve its big fucking stupid face into the front of it.
There were confirmations from some other people in the meeting that Trump did ask whether he should reverse the name.
Yes. God. And then he twatted about it, right?
While visiting Alaska in 2015, Obama announced his administration was scrapping the McKinley name and restoring the Athabascan name of Denali to the more than 20,000-foot mountain.
Right.
Obama's office released a statement saying the designation recognizes the sacred status of Denali to generations of Alaska natives.
It's nice.
To brown people.
Right.
Trump comes in and says, how dare you put it back to the white guy that never stepped foot in the fucking state.
And how would that help Alaska? How would it help Alaska to change it back to McKinley?
Trump, at that point, was 2 months into the presidential campaign. He jumped on it. President Obama wants to change the name of Mount McKinley to Denali after more than 100 years. Great insult to Ohio. I will change back, he tweeted.
Oh, okay. Good job. I mean, you know, the weird thing is a lot of people might not know that McKinley had never even been to Denali. They might have even thought McKinley was from Alaska. I mean, he's sort of making, by tweeting that, he's sort of making the argument for changing it, right? I mean, he's from Ohio. What the fuck is
great
that?
Insult to Ohio.
Yeah. The fuck?
What about the great insult to the Alaskans that that white Bwana came in and renamed their mountain?
Yeah. And by the way, Ohio's fine. Fuck them. They get to decide our president.
Alaskans slammed Trump's tweet. Victor Joseph, president of the Tanana Chiefs Conference.
Oh, wee wee, baby.
Which is a consortium of 42 Athabascan tribes.
Yes.
In the interior of Alaska.
Right.
Said, we wanted that change for a long time, and now we finally have it, and we need to leave it alone.
That's fair. I agree with this guy.
It was an insult to the first people of this land when they took away the name and gave it to somebody else.
Yeah. I mean, really, that is nuts. Some guy's like, oh, look at that fucking mountain. Let's just call it after this a famous white guy.
Well, wasn't it? God, I thought we did this story. It was like an explorer dude.
Yes.
Who was doing business. Something to do with business with McKinley or business. It was like corruption. It's like,
right.
I'm going to name this mountain after him and I'll get the contract. Something like that. I think that was kind of the deal.
Man, that's nuts.
Or the guy was just like really into McKinley and just, right. he was a big fan.
Just think about it. If they did change it, Trump, you'd have to go through and fix all the letterhead and stationery signs. Mm-hmm.
Rick Perry had to do with N-word.
Oh,
head.
God. You think he had stationery?
He had to change all the stationery, the signs, the towels.
Oh, my God.
The water.
Do you think Rick Perry would have?
Bottled water, N-word head water.
Right. Oh, sure. Did they have that?
I wouldn't surprise me. Would it surprise you?
You think Rick Perry would have made a better president than Schittler?
Yeah.
Wow.
Less chaotic. I mean, many of the same horrible
yeah.
policies, but.
Seems like a sleepwalker, doesn't he?
I don't think we would be, you know, each fingering the buttons with. Korea and shit like that.
He might be better with that kind of crap. Who knows, though? Who fucking knows?
The last paragraph here at Newsweek. Trump critics have argued the president is obsessed with Obama. CNN anchor Don Lemon.
Yes.
Raised the issue on air early this month, saying the Republican, quote, makes it his mission to undo every last bit of the Obama legacy.
All because, you know what? Is it, like you say, is it all because of that correspondence dinner? Where Trump took a shot at
Obama. I think a lot of it, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Political analyst David Gergen, a conservative, replied that the recent Trump's decision were, quote, more about blowing up the former president's legacy than anybody wants to admit.
Blowing. That's so fucked up. He's racist. It's that he hates him because of that fucking correspondence dinner.
And he's black.
Yeah. What did Obama say about
Trump?
He
humiliated Trump on the... A whole bunch of people went after him. He had comedy writers write him five or six slams right at Trump because Trump was birthering. Trump was like, I'm going to go down to Hawaii. You should see the team. The team we've got down in Hawaii, you won't believe what they're finding.
We elected a guy president. Well, Putin in the flyover states elected a guy president that had a crack birther squad go to Hawaii. And turned
which
up
he
what?
Didn't. He was lying.
Nobody
he
went.
Didn't send a team. Arpaio and some assholes went down to Hawaii.
Well, that's a team.
but Trump didn't send them.
I mean, why do you even need to go there if you're going to investigate it? Don't you have an internet connection? Just look around at the fucking internet. I mean, honestly. It's so stupid.
But Tucker Carlson the other day, was on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabbing. Tucker Carlson did a segment explaining, white-splaining.
Right.
That birtherism about Obama was not racist.
How? How so?
I didn't fucking listen to it. Are you kidding me? He was trying to explain that that it wasn't racist.
Oh, my God. How stupid.
Little fucker Carlson.
By the way, Twitter's ringing in. Denali, I think they're referring to. It could have been named after William Seward, who bought Alaska. He was shot along with Lincoln. Did you know that? He was in the theater chilling with Lincoln, and they both got shot to death during that movie. Not a movie, a play.
Did he catch an extra bullet fragment or something?
I don't know.
They had a flintlock. I can't imagine John Wick. Booth said, hold on a sec.
Stay right there. Don't move.
I don't know. This was on Friday's segment.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, here's... I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your ear holes. Here's Tucker Carlson.
Ugh, this guy. He's a shithead.
I don't know how long this is. Oh, it's only 50.
The Daily Show is having a rational conversation with anybody when To Kill a Mockingbird is now racist, when the ice cream truck music is now racist, when everything that the left doesn't like is now racist.
I'm not convinced that the school that wanted to take down To Kill a Mockingbird off of its list.
Yes.
I don't think the complaint was that it was racist. I think the complaint was that it was racism is bad.
Yeah.
It treats racism as something bad.
Oh, that's why they wanted to. I remember that. You're fucking right.
Right?
They didn't say the book was racist. They just didn't like the fact that.
They don't like all the terms and just the way. Yeah.
In the portrayal of how it really is in America.
Right. And they say, and only a racist would say you have to ban To Kill a Mockingbird because of the N-word. When the point of the whole fucking novel.
Yes. The point
is racism.
Absolutely.
And the racists are bad guys. The people slinging the N-word around are not good people.
Yeah. Atticus Finch is defending the black kid that got arrested for Mayella?
Something like that. Yeah.
Mayella or something? I don't know.
Looked at her sideways.
I was a townsperson in that in college.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Here's the rest of Fucker.
Fucker. Gotta hate that.
Mockingbird is now racist. When the ice cream truck music is now racist. When everything that the left doesn't like is now racist. You can't have a rational conversation anymore. And I wonder why smart people on the left like you don't say something about
this. Okay, you don't want to talk about President Trump. I get it. Let's talk about racists. Was it racist when Donald Trump said President Obama wasn't born here?
No, I don't know. No, it's a factual.
Oh, really?
Is it racist? No. Look, I think Obama was born here. I don't care where he was born, to be honest with you. I don't know why that was racist. Yeah. But like we all had to sort of say, yeah, that's racist. I mean, I don't know. It seems like a dumb conversation.
I don't know. I don't know if it's racist. Is it racist? I don't know. I of course it's racist.
My God.
He's the first president that you of many Democrats that you I'm sure loathe, Fucker,
yes.
Who suddenly, from birth,
yes.
Is illegitimate. He's not a qualified
right.
President.
Where was Bill Clinton
You're
born?
Saying the moment he crawled out of his mom's pussy that he was illegitimate.
Right. Yes.
How is that not racist?
Tucker, white guy that used to wear a bow tie. Yes, it's racist. It is racist, you fuck nut.
And let's see the transcripts. Let's see the transcripts of his college. I can't believe
yeah.
that a black man is so accomplished at Harvard. You guys have got to be lying.
God damn it. I mean, you piece of shit. Hey, Tucker Carlson is just disgusting.
I don't know. What do you mean? I don't know. What do you mean? Is it racist? No, it's. I don't know. I don't know if it's racist. Everything's racist. You guys think everything is racist?
Isn't this guy a pundit? Can he talk intelligently about things? I mean, what kind of reaction is that? All the guy did is said, "Hey, do you think it was racist when Trump referred to Obama with the birtherism?" And he can't even answer it.
Well, because Fucker is one of these who believes there's no racism,
and
everything that we bring up is racist. Well, guess what? The Colin Kaepernick thing
is racist.
It's racist. The cops shooting black people
is racist.
Gosh. Golly
I think that's
gee.
Racist, Pat.
Healthcare? All right. When have we brought up racism when it comes to healthcare? Right. We hate his healthcare. We hate his environmental policies. Have we said that's racist?
No.
But when it's racist, it's fucking racist.
And the thing is, Trump is racist.
Right.
There is documentation to prove that it's
and surrounds himself
racist.
With avowed white nationalists. Guys that retweet fucking Stormfront bullshit.
So guess what?
Nazis.
A lot of things surrounding this president is racist.
Right.
So, yes, there are a lot of racist things to talk about.
Tucker takes on anti-Trump activist is what it says at the bottom of the screen on Fox here.
Oh, jeez.
Look, I think Obama was born here. I don't care where he was born, to be honest with you. I don't know why that was racist, yeah. But like we all had to sort of say, yeah, that's racist. I mean, I don't know. It seems like a dumb conversation from beginning to end.
Race has been put into the conversation from birtherism to Charlottesville to...
Birtherism. I never even got that. It was like...
Birtherism, dickhead.
Another dumb...
Huh?
He's acting like birtherism isn't a thing. Like it was just a few...
Couple of crazies, like the current president of the United fucking States, who had to be dragged like a hostage video to a podium and finally was like, look, okay, he was born in America. All right. There, I said it.
I mean, this guy that you, and you know, you can't say that Trump didn't use racism to get to where he is. He didn't cater to these people. He didn't pander to them. There is so much racism that happened during the election. I mean, what are you supposed to do? Ignore it?
Right.
I mean, it's 2017, and this racism is fucking insane. We're just supposed to sit here like, oh, you know. Are we virtue signaling Tucker, you little fucknut?
It was in October of last year, September, that... Trump finally admitted.
I want him to show his birth certificate.
There's a little video highlight of him saying he wants to see Trump's, or he wants to see Obama's birth certificate.
Oh, okay.
Maybe this is it. Oh, no, that's the video. President Obama was born in the United States, period. Now, we all want to get back to making America strong and great again.
He's the one. God, that is so infuriating. He's saying all these people do is want to talk about birtherism. My God, that's you talked about it. I mean, you got to say Trump was responsible for maybe making it a thing.
Right.
He wanted to send the team to Hawaii. Liberals did not bring up birtherism. This is not a liberal thing. This is yours, dickhead. You started it, right?
And it's race.
Yes.
There's no other basis for that other than
did
race.
Anybody give a fuck where Jimmy Carter was born, where Bill Clinton was born, where Bush, any of these guys?
Wasn't Mitt Romney?
Oh yeah,
Canada. Mitt Romney's father born in Mexico or something like that? I mean, right. No, who cares?
God. By the way, here's some clear.
McCain was born in Panama.
Oh, right. Why don't we give a fuck about that?
Because both of his parents were American citizens.
That's right, Pat.
And ultimately, it doesn't matter because Obama's mother was an American citizen. So yes. Wherever he popped out, he's an American citizen. Regardless, of course he was born in Hawaii.
Yes.
But on the outside chance that he was born in fucking Kenya or Indonesia or wherever these morons speculate.
Ooh.
Narnia.
Right. Oh, I love Narnia.
Then it doesn't matter.
Right.
He issued forth from an American vagina.
Obama!
He's given... By our Constitution,
yes,
he is a citizen of the United States of America, right. Regardless of where he was born.
Is it true Joe Biden was born in the Shire?
Yeah.
In Middle Earth. Oh, by the way, clarification on that C-word shit I brought up. C-word was shot in his bed the same night Lincoln was shot. He was supposed to die as well. He was Lincoln's Secretary of State.
There you go.
Thank you, Maud Gong. Danke.
So that's what's going on there. Now, I guess...
Yes.
Something's going on right now. Joint Chiefs...
Joint.
Chairman General Dunford...
Jennifer Lawrence...
Discusses efforts to counter violent extremist organizations.
Oh, shit. Maybe they listened to Crab Diving.
Maybe they were just listening. He's like, I got to run out and have a press conference.
Thanks for listening, General. Hell yeah, boy.
I think General Dunford might not like the crabs.
I download it on iTunes. And then whenever I go to Amazon, I go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's right.
And whatever I purchase, those guys over at the crabs, they get a piece of whatever I buy. It doesn't cost me.
I like to eat.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. He gets drunk on meat.
God, Tucker Carlson, white-splaining.
He is just a piece of shit. I can't think of another way to describe him.
He's a load.
He's a load. Yeah, load. The load is better.
He's a real load.
He's a lotosaurus.
Obnoxious. And the typical garbage. You want a poster child for how Fox, how these Fox frauds do their interviews.
Yes.
Like O'Reilly, like Hannity.
Yes.
Where you start making a point or making sense and they do this. They start barreling over you.
Oh, yeah.
And yelling over you and whatabouting.
Oh, what about? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, what about Obama? Did you say that when Obama was there? Blah, 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 blah. And then they claim victory, and the morons on Twitter say, look at, watch Tucker Carlson rip a libtard to shreds.
Right. And they just play a little clip out of context, right? Put it on the internet. Who cares?
That's all they care about.
Is
making the liberals squeal.
Oh, yes. I also care about guns and children as long as they're in a womb.
The Kid Rock.
Oh, yes.
Is in the news. Good news, I would guess.
Speaking of bags of shit.
Kid Rock was on the Howard Stern show.
Okay.
And told Howard, Howard asked him this morning if he was going to run for Senate in Michigan.
Right.
And Kid Rock said, what's his name? Richie? Something Richie?
Richie Dickhead, I think that's his name.
Whatever the fuck his name is.
I know not his name.
Kid Rock said, fuck no, I'm not running for Senate. Are you fucking kidding me? Who couldn't figure that out?
Well, didn't he say he was going to, or is hitting
it? He said it was a publicity stunt for his new album.
Okay.
Sweet Summer Sugar.
God, Kid Rock, I would rather fucking just eat spoiled mayonnaise with a spoon than listen to your shit music.
But
say a bunch of homophobic shit.
I guess now he's saying it wasn't the best idea. He said the Rock's faux campaign was, quote, the worst advice I ever gave myself.
Right.
But it's been the most creative thing I've ever done, and I got to see everybody's true colors. Yeah, I'm sure you lost fans. I mean, I'm sure there
absolutely.
It's Kid Rock, so I'm sure the vast quantity of his fans are way into their Trump and Republicanism. But there were probably enough Kid Rock fans who were like, fuck you, I'm done.
Guy.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to listen to music played by some conservative dickhead? I mean, you know what I mean?
He said he won't be doing more interviews due to his distrust of the press, especially the left-wing media, including the New York Times, which he called a little bit gay.
Oh, okay. A little bit gay. Man, fuck you,
What does
Kid
that
Rock.
Mean, and what's wrong with that?
Yeah, what if they were gay? What if they were totally gay instead of a little bit? So what, dickhead? You fucking homophobe.
You fucking ass.
Oh, God, I used to listen to Kid Rock music. Ah!
The Howard Stern Show.
Ask me if I'm running for Senate.
Are you running for Senate?
Because I'm going to use this platform to announce.
Are you going to be the candidate that is running against Debbie Stabenow?
Fuck no, I'm not running for Senate. Are you fucking kidding
Thank
me?
God.
Like, who fucking couldn't figure that out? I'm releasing a new album
right.
on November, whatever, 3rd or something like that. I'm going on tour, too, which is no one's going to print. They're going to be like, no, he's not running for Senate. Fuck no, I'm are you
know,
fucking
the Pope,
shitting me? But
this morning, the Pope endorsed you, and now you're turning down.
This,
oh, wait, then I might change.
Is that true? Did the Pope?
No, he's
Oh, okay.
Joking.
God, he Kid Rock is garbage.
By narrative,
no, this is
no,
the smartest thing
Howard,
you've said.
I'm going to say, I know.
What do you
I get
need
it.
That
I'm the only one that fucking, we had people like that are in the know that work for me.
Yes.
Like, hey, we're going to fucking, like, since someone like said I was going to run for Senate in Michigan.
Yes.
And I'm like, fuck it. Let's get some signs made. Right. We start going with it. I'm like, everyone gets their panties in a bunch. I have people that work for me. They're on the end. I'm like, fuck no, we're not doing it. I'm like, but let's roll with it for a little while.
Sure.
I'm like, this is awesome.
Right.
And I have one of them call me, goes, dude, is this really happening? I'm like, you're on the end.
He should run. You know what? Kid Rock should run for office because he'd win. He's just so stupid. He would pander to these right wing nut job Tea Party types perfectly.
I'm sure.
He's so
it would
fucking
just be
dumb.
Like Trump Jr. Platitudes make America great again, blah, blah, blah.
Worst interview, too.
Immigrants.
What a fucking bore.
I'm not going to be PC anymore,
yeah. Oh,
which
great.
Means I get to be a spectacularly flaming asshole with impunity.
Right. I absolve. That's what that is. When people say I'm tired of being PC, they are absolving themselves of the duty of not being racist.
Yeah.
And then if you call them on it and say, oh, you're just, you know, you're just persecuting me for not being PC. Ugh.
We talked a little bit about Arpaio, and just want to mention this. I saw this last week. It's been in the spreadsheet.
Yes.
Marinating.
Oh, yeah.
For a few days.
Yeah.
But in Arizona, in Maricopa County.
Yes.
From whence this asshole, Joe Arpaio, was the sheriff for many years and fortunately lost in the last election.
Yes.
Also convicted of contempt.
Oh, okay.
For violating the, continuing to violate the civil rights of people browner than a Twinkie in Maricopa County, because he felt if it looks brown, pull it over and check its papers.
I mean, that's documented racism.
Well, and I love the assholes. I'll see this comment every once in a while where it's like, look, well, you just pull over and you show them your papers. You move on.
What do you think that entails?
Well, right.
What do you think
this
that's
is from
like?
A person who will never be pulled over to check their papers?
You know, it's so funny. White guys have a lot of stories of being pulled over by cops, and it's really not that bad. So they think the rest of the world has it like they do. That is so fucking just
That's
ignorant.
The problem with this country right now.
It's ignorance.
One of the many.
Yeah. I don't have a problem. Just show them your papers.
This is from AZ Central in Arizona.
Yes.
Last week, leaders from three of the state's largest law enforcement agencies asked the public to attend a law enforcement job fair. They're having trouble recruiting employees.
Yeah.
Because people hate cops right now, especially in Maricopa County. Gosh golly gee, I wonder why.
Why would that be? Why the fuck would that be? The sheriff got busted for corruption.
The recruiters are saying that the negative images of cops are hindering interest in a career in law enforcement.
Yeah.
With some parents even objecting to cops appearing at high school job fairs.
Yeah, they don't want their kids exposed to cops.
I don't want my kid being recruited into your fascist boot-licking, goose-stepping road pirate operation. Many of them.
Yeah.
Not all.
Right. I mean, that's insane. Think about that.
Colonel Frank Milstead, Arizona Department of Public Safety Director, said nobody wants to be the next viral video.
Well, yeah.
They see those events happen. They think to themselves, do I really want to be part of that? Do I want to take those risks?
But in those viral...
He's coming at it from a point of...
Well, I mean, if you don't want to be on those viral videos, maybe don't violate...
How about not shooting people? How about
violate
not being
people's
a dick?
Civil rights.
Right.
You could do that. I mean, that's a thought. I don't know.
Phoenix Police Sergeant Jonathan Howard agreed, but said, you know, for the right people, you shouldn't be worried. If you're out there doing the right thing and the best you can, it's not something you should have to worry about.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, in Arizona, it's got to be tough because if you have your top law enforcement officer, your quote unquote boss, telling people to pull people over because they're brown and you're not supposed to profile, then what kind of position?
In a county with a lot of brown people.
I mean, you know, the right thing to do is obviously to not pull the person over. But your fucking boss is telling you to. I mean, it's a horrible position to be in.
Director of Community Outreach at Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. Wow, what a job.
Oh, my God.
J.C. Collins said, just by the mere presence of our uniform, I've seen parents grab their kids and flee the school.
Right.
They want to know why there is law enforcement at their school.
But you know what? They must think they're looking for undocumented people. You know, they're doing a search. I mean, that's why
I smell marijuana.
Right. But that's why our
club. Yeah. Stop resisting, club. Yeah. Stop resisting.
That's why Arpaio was pulling those people over, right? Because they were looking for undocumented.
Right.
You know.
Which you don't do that in this country.
Right.
The same thing
you
with stop and frisk.
Do
you
that.
Don't do that because it's a brown kid with a hoodie.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I mean, you know, now people are scared of cops.
Deservedly.
Right.
The apologists squeal and cry. Yeah. Oh, how dare you?
Imagine a person of color is listening to this podcast and like, yeah, welcome to the party, dickhead.
Well, yeah, they've been scared saying of that cops for 200
for a long
years.
Fucking time.
Collins said, we can't take away what's happened in the past. Obviously, it's our past that we learn from. One of the things we show them is we're present, we're listening, we're going to try to create change.
You know, and why would anybody believe you? That's the problem. Why would anybody fucking believe you? Arpaio got busted for that shit. Schittler pardoned him. Why would anyone think that
Arpaio got busted and said, fuck you?
Yeah.
And then got busted again. Right. Right.
Why would anybody trust the cops in Arizona? There's no reason to. There's actually reason, documented reasons to not trust the cops.
There's evidentiary.
Yeah. All over the fucking place.
Yeah.
That's Freddie Gray's family if they trust the fucking cops.
So in the post Arpaio era, it says Arizona law enforcement recruiters are finding it hard to find anyone who wants to be a cop.
Wow, what a shock.
Way to sully.
Yeah.
Sully the profession.
Yeah. You know, the crazy thing is too, you know, there are things the cops could do to try to win back the public's trust. You know, they could do outreach programs. They could send cops out to neighborhoods to try to get to know people. They could put on those fucking body cams. But I don't know. Are they doing any of that shit?
No. You know, I saw a report from, I think it was NPR, that said that so far the numbers aren't showing any big impact
from body cams.
From body cams.
I saw that.
But one of the reasons is they're shutting them off. They're not working. They're oh, darn.
Yeah.
Well, something happened.
I mean, do we have documented evidence that proves that body cams are more effective when they're shut on? Or...
right.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, when you see Eric Garner get choked to death, well, when you see Freddie Gray get shot in the back, when you see Freddie Gray got tossed in the back of the paddy wagon.
Eric Garner got choked out on camera.
What's the name of the poor gentleman who got shot in the back as he was running away?
Michael Brown.
And then they put a taser next to him. No, Michael Brown got shot in the front.
Well, he was running away, and the cops.
But then he turned around and they shot him,
and he morphed into a demon.
Yeah.
See, what's happening now is fucking ridiculous.
There's too many to remember.
So fucked up.
Horrific. Yeah.
Sandra Bland hung herself after getting fucked up by the fucking cops in her cell. Right? Isn't that what happened?
Because she wouldn't put a cigarette out when the goose stepper told her to.
Why does anybody want to be a law enforcement officer? Who wants to be a part of that? Who wants to be in a position where they have coworkers that do shit like that? I mean, even if you're a good person,
and you're expected to keep your mouth fucking shut. If something like that happens, and you see another cop do that shit.
Who wants to be in that environment?
What a great situation, yeah.
Good job, guys.
The, where is this story here? This is, I have to push this to the front.
Yes.
You know, Trump tweeted 3 days ago, subject to the receipt of further information, I will be allowing, as president, the long blocked and classified, all caps, JFK files to be opened.
He is such a showman. You know, he really is.
Right.
Dun, dun, dun. Right.
Just so you all know, as president, I will be releasing
the JFK files.
Oh my God! Who gives a fuck? What is this? Does it matter? Do you care?
Well, I think many are expecting a big old nothing burger, but I guess we'll see.
Is this just something he can do that's not about Russia?
Yeah, probably. Right. And way in his zone. Are you kidding me? JFK files?
All the conspiracy theories?
Oh, yeah. And I'm looking into chemtrails and chimera.
Yeah, right.
Trump, you know, the reason that these files were being released is there was a time capsule law put on them that when they were redacted.
Yes.
For national security reasons or whatever, that it would be X number. Was it 30 years or 40 years or 50 years? I don't fucking know how many years. After, was it Warren Commission maybe? I don't know. But regardless, it was a certain amount of years where the president at the time would then reevaluate and say, should we just fucking release these? Has it been enough time that it doesn't matter?
Yeah.
Or should we not? Right. And Trump apparently saying, I'm going to release them.
Oh, yeah. He loves his shit.
He wants
to be the president that solved the big mystery, something like that, right?
Breaking his arm to pat himself on the old back, on his own back, taking credit
10 out of 10
for the president deciding to release the JFK files.
It's
right. But I got to tell you, pinching myself here, that we got the E. Howard Hunt deathbed video confession. George Norrie, his great courage, he premiered the audio confession first. I got it the next day. All of this, Roger Stone getting a lot of the witnesses to talk first. I mean, we're here instrumental in lobbying the president who made the right decision with great courage to release it. It's happening, people. And you're seeing it in 2017. Roger, you've got the floor. Get into E. Howard Hunt, the history, the real facts, the fact that this is solved, and whether they black it all out or not, this is just round one. People ask, why wouldn't they shred it all? Because they keep this stuff for blackmail. Explain that to folks.
I need to clean up. It's too much squirting. My God, Kate, give me a squeegee.
We had Roger Stone on our show.
I need a ShamWow.
Years ago on the old wrestling network.
Sure.
When he couldn't get an interview.
Oh, yes.
And his things had gone so low for him.
He got to that he to did the crabs.
Our he did our show.
He was nice, you know.
He was okay.
I mean, we're white.
We didn't start talking about politics or anything, though.
No.
We kept it.
We talked about Kennedy.
Kept it in the wheelhouse. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
It was Johnson, according to him.
I think so, too. I read that book. I think it's Johnson. Mm. Johnson killed MLK, too. Read the book. Read that fucking book that he wrote.
One of my favorite classes in college. I took a whole semester on the JFK assassination an expert who has made his kind of entire career out of studying the JFK assassination.
What'd you guys do? Watch the movie? Did you watch a movie in the class?
I don't believe we watched the movie in the class.
Right. Well, I got to tell you something. My 10th grade world history class in high school.
Oh, no. Oliver Stone's movie?
No, I'm gonna rattle off the movies we watched. Oh. We covered so many historical.
Where is this? Georgia? Florida?
Yeah, yeah. Number one, we watched one of the Rooster Cogburns with John Wayne.
Okay.
We watched Dancing with the Wolves.
Okay, I mean, you know.
We watched The Untouchables, another great Kevin Costner flick.
Somebody was a Costner fan.
Yeah. And
Waterworld?
Future.
We
watched Waterworld.
Science class?
Particularly the part where Kevin Costner evolved a vagina
on the side of his neck, yeah.
We also watched.
That's why I kept going like.
Yeah, oh yes. You know what was really good that we watched? It's great. You ever see Crazy Horse starring that English guy? Crazy Horse with Richard Harris. He turns himself into a brain to get married to some chick.
That's one of those horrible. Yeah.
Why was it horrible? Was it bad or something? I mean,
didn't he red face himself, kind of?
Well, no. The whole point was he became a brave because he started getting into the culture.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. He fell in love with an Indian woman and they got married and he did this ceremony where he stuck two knives in his titties.
Culturally appropriated.
Hung from a, yes.
I see. He was virtue signaling back then.
You know that brave ceremony to become a brave? You ever been through that?
Shockingly, I have not.
Kate, have you? You ever? You know what they do? They hang you from the top of a, oh shit, what is it? A teepee of some sort, a tent, and they hang you from your.
A yurt.
Breast. They hang you from the center of the earth from your breast and make you sit there.
How does that make you brave?
Well, it makes you a brave. That's the designation you're going for.
Okay. Is there another job you can apply for in
in
the tribe?
That's it. That's all they had available.
That's rough.
Yeah. But you're when you're going through that pain as you're hanging from your breast.
Did they give you some peyote or something to at least hallucinate?
I don't think you need it. I think you start hallucinating.
No, probably from the agony.
Yes.
Damn. It's a rough club.
Right. It's a rough one to join.
There you go. Alex Jones taking credit.
Right.
For something that was supposed to happen anyway.
Oh, yeah.
At this time.
Great.
Roger Stone probably will be out.
And Trump's
that,
tweeting about it, by the way.
Hawking that book again.
Huh?
Stone will probably be out hawking that book again.
Do you think Donald Trump made that twat because he's speaking to Alex Jones, they chat all the time on the phone? I bet
you. Yeah, or Stone.
I bet you fucking Trump was chatting with Jones, just like he said. He's on the phone with the guy. And now it's like, oh, you know, that JFK shit's coming out.
Or Roger Stone.
Oh, that's true.
Also.
Right.
What
a horrible country.
This is... And let me see if I have the... no, I don't have the exact clip. But Dildo O'Reilly, there's more going on. We played a bit about him yesterday.
a little bit of the
Stellar, what is it called? The No Spin Tour or something like that?
Oh, my God. Garbage Tour. Dennis Miller, be ashamed. You garbage person.
So he was, he's out doing the squealy, I didn't do anything tour.
Yes.
I didn't do anything, but I did settle for $32 million. But I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
At one point, there's a tape of him. I think it was for the New York Times interview he gave where he said, I've got physical proof that this is bullshit.
How would you
It's all bullshit. And it was just to go after my money or something. Why did you not produce that physical proof?
Yeah, so you didn't have
Why did you give them
$32 million?
Right.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Right.
I mean, it wouldn't even happen in a fucking movie.
Yeah, Gretchen Carlson, is her book is out, and she's making the rounds right now, and she's even saying,
yes,
nobody settles for $32 million.
Right.
You don't settle for $32 million.
Yeah, I mean, why didn't he produce the proof? That's right.
That's just not how it happens.
Yeah. Dildo did some bad shit, right? I mean, he just did some bad fucking shit.
Yeah, but they're up to 40-something. No, 50. What were we up to? 46? Or?
Yeah. Because the other one was like $16 million. Yeah. Lawsuit. Jesus Christ. What the fuck is... Hey, what do you do in the news? He had a daily news show on Fox, but still had the time... To be a predator, be a little sexual assaulter to the tune of 40 some odd million dollars in lawsuits. How's he got the time for that?
He's not working now.
Yeah. he's got all the time in the world.
I wonder if we've got the audio of this. I'm trying to find.
Yes.
Bill O'Reilly.
We're looking for the audio.
Is repeatedly blaming reports.
Yes.
Of sexual misconduct on politically motivated media. Of course, it's the media trying to bring him down. At one point, he gets mad at the New York Times and is like, this is all bullshit. Why are you just trying to hurt my kids? Keep printing this, trying to hurt my kids.
Who's going after your fucking kids, man?
Right.
I don't. How are you the victim? You clearly are not the victim here. You had to pay somebody $32 million for some bad shit you did.
We have physical proof.
Won't you be human?
Here we go. Oh, and you got to listen to the CNN music in the background.
Right.
So, you have physical proof that this is bullshit. Okay? So, it's on you if you want to destroy my children further.
It's on you if
God
you want to destroy
damn.
My children further.
Jesus
we have
Christ.
Physical proof this is bullshit.
His poor kids, man. His
listen,
poor
listen to
fucking
this.
Kids, though. Ugh.
Listen to this.
Right, because it's all crap. Why don't you be human beings once? This is horrible.
Why don't you be human beings for once?
Oh, my God. How ridiculous.
God, these sad, caught white guys that are finally caught in their bullshit. They're finally getting their comeuppance.
Right. Do you think his kids are probably assholes, right? I mean, we just should assume that they're raised by Bill. Probably assholes.
One could only hope that maybe they...
Maybe they went to boarding school.
Maybe they rebelled, and they hate his fucking guts.
Probably not, but you can hope.
God, I can't find the actual video of this. Okay, but in one of these interviews, he said You know, am I mad at God? Yeah, I'm mad at him. Oh, please stop with your autoplay videos. Yeah, I'm mad at him.
Right. I'm so mad.
He said on the latest episode of his web series, No Spin News.
Ooh, yes.
I wish I had more protection. I wish this stuff didn't happen. I can't explain it to you. Yeah, I'm mad at him.
You know, listen, I'm sure he wishes this didn't happen. I'm sure the women you hurt and abuse wish it hadn't happened either, you know? Fucking loser.
Oh, if I die tomorrow. See, now I want to play that. Now I want to hear that soap opera music.
Who cares?
If I die tomorrow and I get an opportunity, I'll say, why'd you guys work me over like that? Didn't you know my children were going to get punished? What? And they're innocent.
Yeah.
But then I think about people who have it much, much rougher than me. And, you know, I'm a big mouth. I'm a target. They're not targets. He's talking about his children. Yeah. And that's how what led him down the road that a few days ago to blame Eric Bolling's kid's death on Eric Bolling getting caught sending dick pics.
Yeah.
Unsolicited to women colleagues.
But he's saying that that's why Eric Bolling's child died, right?
Which is not the case. And Eric Bolling tweeted out, shut your fucking mouth. Yeah. That's untoward to bring that up, and it's not the case.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly surmising what it would be like if he died tomorrow. I guarantee your kids would be better off. No offense. I mean, honestly, you're a fucking monster.
So the headline over at Jezebel says, Bill O'Reilly now blaming God for his problems.
You might as well. I'm blaming Jesus. Why would it be God's fault, though? That didn't make any sense. If anybody should blame God, your victim should blame God for letting... Why did God allow you to be such a tyrant, such an assaulter, an abuser?
There's an update to that. Dildo tweeted, apologies to Eric Bolling and prayers for him and his family. The message I tried to send was that allegations harm kids, nothing more.
No, okay.
And then Eric Bolling tapped his dick. And said, thanks, Bill. Apology accepted.
Oh, really? God. That would be like, fuck off.
So the heinous white guys are brohams again.
My God. Trump.
Kumbaya, my lord.
Fucking Bill O'Reilly Kumbaya. Went after Eric Bolling's kid, saying it was Eric Bolling's fault his kid is dead.
It's the evil lamestream media putting forth, and these evil whores putting forth false accusations, taking down these good men. Jeez. And it's just hurting their children.
You know what, Eric? You don't need to forgive everybody. There's no reason to forgive Bill O'Reilly. That's heinous what he said. I wouldn't have forgiven him. I'm like, fuck you. Shove your apology up your fucking ass. By the way, the apology was disingenuous.
Bill of course. Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit. He's forgiving Bill O'Reilly. That's stupid. What?
And he's lying. He said, I was trying to send, the message I was trying to send was that allegations harm kids.
Yeah. That's crap.
Right.
That's not the message you were trying to send. You were trying to say that Eric Bolling caused the death of his own child.
No, that the lamestream media attacking Eric Bolling and evil whores attacking and the evil media talking about these evil attacks.
It's stupid.
So there you go, blaming God.
Yeah, I'm mad at God. Yeah. Oh, how dumb.
Like, when was the last time Bill O'Reilly walked into
a church and all this shit? If God exists, I'll tell you something. If God exists, I am mad at God. I'm mad as fuck. Why does God let Fox exist? Why does God let Bill O'Reilly exist?
Right.
That's the question. Mad at God because he didn't protect you from this lawsuit? What the fuck? That's insane.
It's all fake. And yet there's physical proof, then why would you settle?
What is your physical proof?
He's like, I can't talk about it because of the settlement. I can't talk about it because of the legal issues. But there's physical proof. Why is there a settlement if there was physical proof? Somebody else, there was a guy who said that he was accused of sexual harassment that he didn't do. It was a celebrity, I think.
Yes.
And he's like, I fought it till the end.
Yeah.
I said, I will not settle. And then they found out that it was an actual false accusation, which does not happen often.
Right.
But this was one of those rare cases. But he fought it. He was like, there's no way I'm going to settle.
Yeah.
And certainly I'm not going to settle for $32 million. He's shitting on O'Reilly. He's
absolutely.
Like, of course he did something horrific and heinous.
You're and also, we're supposed to believe like a blowhard like Bill O'Reilly is just gonna for no reason at all, pay $32 million.
To shut somebody up.
Bullshit.
When the going rate had been six figures
for the people that have been
shutting up for him.
He must have done some heinous, horrendous shit. And that's the end of it. That's the story. He is a fucking monster. He is a $32 million fucking monster.
Thanks for joining us. We're a couple minutes left here on the big show. If you're listening live this lovely Tuesday, stay tuned.
Yes.
Brand new Kelly the Voice, K-Voice.
Viva la Resistance.
The Voice of Resistance with the latest from La Resistance.
Fuck you, shit.
Immediately after this, download her also on iTunes. Subscribe to that show and all the other shows here on the network.
That's right, baby.
Hollywood Hick, Daily Upper Decker.
Bam.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Follow the crabs into hell.
And I was just checking to make sure the file processed, and it did. The K-Boys will be streaming live.
Wondrous.
Thanks, Kate. Then on iTunes and Stitchers.
That's right.
Stitchers. Very, very soon. We've got one of these, a couple of these Trump-filleting pastors that are slithering around occasionally.
Yeah, yeah. Charlatans.
Robert Jeffers, the other day we found they found a quote from him. This guy is way Trumpian.
Oh, right.
In the one of the frauds that Trump invites in time when he's getting his preachers together.
Give me some of that Schittler sack.
And Robert Jeffers, there's tape of him saying once that something about Catholicism, that it's an evil cult or something like that.
Okay.
Going after Catholics.
Well, yeah, right.
Just so you know.
We agree.
And this is one of Trump's advisors.
Right.
We got another one here.
Boo.
This is amazing. This is, I think we've talked about him before. He's a Carl Gallups. He's a pastor.
Oh, okay.
A batshit conspiracy theorist.
Fuck you.
Who was... had spoken at a few Trump rallies during the election and everything.
Yeah, the lowest common denominator is Trump.
So he's definitely in the Trumpian butt folds.
Butt folds.
This Carl Gallups is just a fecal human being.
Ah,
just
he is a
horrible
shitbag.
Here he is.
Fuck you.
I'm just going to play this. wait a second. Let me see if I've got a little history.
I can't wait. He's really an asshole. He's a big dickhead.
On him. Carl Gallups is Florida.
Hey. Hey, that's
delivered
us.
The invocation at the campaign rally here in Pensacola.
Oh, my God.
Where they had those little girls dancing that creepy dance and singing that song that Trump didn't pay them for.
Right.
Birther.
Oh, of course.
Gallup is a big old birther.
Totally.
Has denounced Common Core academic standards.
Yay.
Is warning that education, our smallest children in preschool will have to learn about the mechanics of homosexual sex.
The mechanics.
repeatedly warned same-sex marriage will completely destroy society. There will be economic turmoil, severe persecution, the enslavement of Christians,
the mechanics,
and divine punishment.
I'm gonna fuck a carburetor.
Also a Sandy Hook truther.
Oh my God!
How low could this subhuman go?
He gave the invocation at Schittler's. You got to be
one
shitting me.
I don't know if we have enough time for this now, but. Okay, let's play a little bit of this.
If a woman wears sexually suggestive clothing around a man, is that not also sexual assault? Men are visually stimulated, and unwanted stimulation should meet the basic definition of assault. I'm not.
God damn it.
Men are visually. This is not. This is Mike Shoesmith.
Shoesmith.
Shoesmith. Let's see. Carl Gallup's interviews Mike Shoesmith, who recently wrote a piece in response to the Hollywood sexual assault scandals. Gallup agrees with this guy.
Yes.
Not condoning bad behavior by men, but women need to understand that by walking around in their little sister's skirt, they are guilty of indecent visual assault on a man's imagination, which does cause mental anguish and torment, especially on men who are really trying to live in harmony and respect toward women.
I mean, cartoonish, right? It's something on Saturday Night Live making fun of these assholes. And this guy says that it is an assault on a man when a woman dresses provocatively.
Oh, my God. Fuck off, you fucking dickhead.
Another one of these assholes. No responsibility. Oh, no accountability.
I'm involved.
No accountability.
It's so fucked up.
Ugh. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Maybe I'll play a little bit more of that clip. We're just unreal, these people.
Humans are shitheads.
Don't forget, we're going to be back 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon somewhere. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram feed at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Stay tuned for K-Voice if you're listening live. Otherwise, download on iTunes and Stitcher. Yes. And don't forget to help us out. Buy shit. crabdiving.com/Amazon. Have a great evening. We will see y'all tomorrow.
Black Lives Matter. Right, Gobbler?
Bitch ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.